没有。
Hello and welcome to Mailbox, the program for your views and comments. Before we get to your emails, though, I have one important announcement to make. After almost 7 years on air, Inside Central Europe, a joint project of 6 Central European radio stations covering life and events in Central Europe, has this weekend come to an end. The project was launched in October 2001 by Radio Austria International in cooperation with Radio Polonia, Radio Prague, Radio Budapest, Radio Slovakia International, and later joined by Radio Slovenia. Yesterday's Inside Central Europe program was the last, so from next week on, Radio Prague will broadcast its usual program on Saturday on all frequencies. Now on to your emails. We were surprised and delighted by your response to the 40th anniversary of the 1968 Warsaw Pact invasion of Czechoslovakia and Radio Prague's programs marking the anniversary. Many of you wrote to tell us that you listened to Radio Prague broadcasts in the days immediately following the invasion. Even though it is now 10 days after the anniversary, let us quote from some of your fascinating emails. Roger Tidy from the United Kingdom is a long-time listener.
I was one of the many listeners around the world who followed your broadcasts during the Prague Spring and during the period of clandestine broadcasts from August 21st, 1968 onwards. I had developed a great interest in and respect for Czechoslovakia through your broadcasts, and when I heard that the Soviets had invaded your country, it felt almost as if I myself had been attacked. I spent much of the day searching for any broadcast I could pick up from Czechoslovakia, and remember hearing a broadcast on the evening of August 21st on Medium Wave, in which George Hara, one of your regular announcers, was giving the news in English as it came in from the CTK news agency. He apologized for any slips of the tongue because, he said, he was translating straight from Czech. That was a very somber broadcast, and only lasted for about 10 minutes. After which they were broadcast in other languages. From August 22nd onwards, I managed to pick up your clandestine broadcasts on shortwave. After the invasion, and during the period of so-called normalization, I was saddened by the fact that many familiar voices had disappeared. In particular, I remember Karol Gregor of the North American service, and an announcer called Ruth on the British Isles service. Another of my favorite announcers, Jan Novakova, subsequently disappeared from the air.
Andrew J. Popper also mentions Mrs. Novakova in his email. As a student, he visited Prague in 1967.
The highlight of my trip was a visit to your station, where I had a long conversation with Marta Trojanova. I was disappointed I never had the chance to meet Jean Novakova, who was in Montreal at the World's Fair. I was ecstatic to hear the amazing broadcasts from your station the following year, though at first I mistrusted Dubček. The polemics between Radio Prague and Radio Moscow were terrifying, and I feared for the safety of friends I'd met. One of the letters I wrote to you was answered with the statement, "The Russians are our friends. They would never attack us." That was around the 18th of August. On August 23rd, I was listening on 7.345 and heard a broadcast in Czech and assumed it was by the occupiers. But suddenly I heard a voice in English saying, "Please stand by, we'll be back in 10 minutes." I set up my tape recorder immediately, and I told everyone in the room, "This is going to be important. That is Jean Novakova, and she would never be a traitor." She returned and denounced the invasion and occupation. I still have that recording. I'm very glad that your country is now free, democratic and prosperous, but feel very sorry for the poor Georgians left to fight alone against the Russian bear. Congratulations on being able to make that excellent anniversary broadcast. I wish Alexander Dubček was still alive to enjoy your liberty.
On the day of the anniversary, Stephen Lair from Michigan wrote,
"I'm currently listening to your program about the 40th anniversary of the Soviet invasion on 13580 at 1300. Thanks so much for having this program on. I was listening to Radio Prague 40 years ago."
Stephen Hrabanach from Ohio also listened to the anniversary broadcast.
"Radio Prague has upheld the high standards us listeners have come to expect with your coverage of the 40th anniversary of the Soviet invasion, especially with the entire program on August 21st. I was so captivated that I listened to the broadcast twice, just to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Many thanks to all of you who listened to the program from Egypt to India to North America and shared your thoughts with us and other listeners around the globe. Your letters are always welcomed, whether they concern Radio Prague broadcasts or life in the Czech Republic in general. You can send us emails to english@radio.cz or letters to Radio Prague 12099 Prague. Mailbox will be back next Sunday, same time, same frequency. Goodbye.